If you walk by Diamond Costco in South Anchorage on any given day, it's not hard to spot a few ravens swooping and swerving through the sky. But they've also been using their aerial skills for a more specific purpose lately. Just ask customer Cynthia Rufin-Blanchette. About a month ago, Rufin-Blanchette was finishing up a Costco trip. Groceries were packed away and her pickup truck was ready to go, but she saw a raven with a chunk of meat in its beak blocking their exit.
The bird was not getting out of the way. He was still pulling the meat over, and I laughed. I said, that bird's gonna risk his life for that piece of meat.
Her husband, who was driving, eventually maneuvered around the bird, but when they got back home to their South Anchorage home and started unloading the groceries, Rufin-Blanchette realized the joke was on them.
I said, Danny, did we have 4 steaks? He said, yeah. I said, well, there's only 3 in here.
Luckily for them, the other pieces were salvageable. But thinking back on it, she says the ravens must have grabbed the meat through the cellophane wrapping in just the few seconds it took her husband to push the cart back.
Yeah, it was really cool. And you know how they sit there anyway? I never paid any attention.
Rufin-Blanchette's experience was pretty innocuous compared to Tamara Jose's. She's a frequent Costco customer who would make several trips a week for a catering business she used to own. But a few months ago, she noticed the blackbirds were eyeing her a little bit differently.
I don't know what's the word, but it was like they had a plan. And that's how it felt. It was like from the time I walked to my car.
The ravens were diving close by her as she pushed her cart through the lot. And when she got to the car, one landed on the truck right next to her. It stared at her and started hopping back and forth over her head to another vehicle. And she realized another bird had landed on the ground in front of her as well.
So all of a sudden I was like, it was like a tag team.
She said she felt the eyes of onlookers judging her for yelling at these birds, but she was determined.
But I literally looked at this bird and I was like, if you come near my food, you're going to be chicken.
Eventually the birds made a move on the netting that held a few melons. Josie was able to ward them off. Still, the experience left an impression.
I didn't really realize how big ravens are, but they're really big birds.
They're pretty bold. They're not aggressive. They're just bold.
Rick Sinnott is a former fish and game biologist with a soft spot for ravens. He says the birds are often maligned, a holdover from European settlers' fears, as well as the famous Alfred Hitchcock thriller, The Birds.
I mean, birds just don't go around attacking people without no reason, you know what I mean?
I think we're in real trouble.
Huh?
I don't know.
But Sinnott says myths about ravens attacking people or live animals aren't true, and that they're scavengers by nature. In the wild, that means picking up moose carcasses. In the cities, it's usually meant waiting for hamburger buns at fast food joints. Seeking out groceries from shopping carts and trucks is something new, he says, but it's something we might see a lot more of.
Those ravens at Costco will go to Fred Meyer's and they'll go to McDonald's, and you know, they kind of get around. So they learn from watching on the ravens, and they can learn very quickly.
It doesn't mean you have to be afraid, says Sinnott, but maybe keep an eye out on your steaks on your next grocery run. Reporting in Anchorage, I'm Lex Trinan.